Chapter 4, The Mud of Guilt and Horror. Quote, I am sick and tired of war. Its glory is all moonshine. It is only those who have neither fired a shot nor heard the shrieks and groans of the wounded who cry aloud for blood, for vengeance, for desolation. War is hell. William Tecumseh Sherman. The impact of the senses. Beyond fear and exhaustion is a sea of horror that surrounds the soldier and assails his every sense. Hear the pitiful screams of the wounded and dying. Smell the butcher house smells of feces, blood, burned flesh, and rotting decay, which combine into the awful stench of death. Feel the shudder of the ground as the very earth groans at the abuse of artillery and explosives, and feel the last shiver of life and the flow of warm blood as friends die in your arms. Taste the salt of blood and tears as you hold a dear friend in mutual grieving, and you do not know or care if it is the salt of your tears or his. And see what hath been wrought. Quote, you tripped over strings of viscera 15 feet long, over bodies which had been cut in half at the waist. Legs and arms and heads bearing only necks lay 50 feet from the closest torsos. As night fell, the beachhead reeked with the stench of burning flesh. William Manchester, Goodbye Darkness. The Impact of Memory and the Role of Guilt. Strangely, such horrifying memories seem to have a much more profound impact on the combatant, the participant in battle, than the non-combatant, the correspondent, civilian, POW, or other passive observer of the battle zone. The combat soldier appears to feel a deep sense of responsibility and accountability for what he sees around him. It is as though every enemy dead is a human being he has killed, and every friendly dead is a comrade for whom he was responsible. With every effort to reconcile these two responsibilities, more guilt is added to the horror that surrounds the soldier. Richard Holmes speaks of a brave and distinguished old veteran who, after nearly 70 years, wept softly as he described a popular officer who had been literally disemboweled by a shell fragment. Often you can keep these things out of your mind when you are young and active, but they come back to haunt your nights in your old age. We thought we had managed all right, he told Holmes. Kept the awful things out of our minds, but now I'm an old man, and they come out from where I hid them, every night. And yet, all of this horror, is just one of the many factors among those that conspire to drive the soldier from the painful field.